This is the BBC Home Service. We present Dot by Ed Harris.
When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing.
Good morning, Myrtle.
Morning, Peg.
Oh, Soho took a terrific pounding last night. I was holed up in Tottenham Court Road Station till about 4 o'clock this morning. And then when I...
Shh!
Dotty, I hadn't spotted you. What on earth are you doing?
In my understanding, does not invite follow-up questions.
She's listening to the pipes, Peg.
I'm not listening to the pipes, Myrtle.
You look like you're
listening. I'm in a meeting.
A meeting?
The debriefing next door. Air Marshal Peabody and High Command getting squiffy and willowy over some god-awful secret agent in Paris.
Ah, any post, Myrtle?
My mum went to Paris.
Presumably before the occupation.
She worked at the Moulin Rouge.
As a... Not being rude, Myrtle, but... As a woman.
It was before she had me. And Doris and Jeanette. And Frank, Ken and Chedfay Simon.
I see.
And Deirdre and Ivy, for that matter. And Sad Howard and Ketchup and Gusset and Angst.
Right.
And Brooklyn and Herpy, the Foxton.
Of course.
And Creosote and Ranker, the twins. And Myrtle.
You're Myrtle.
That's right. And she's my mum. What do horses eat?
What have horses got to do with your mum?
Nothing. I just said it after, that's all. Just because I've got a horse now, a racehorse called Convenient Ending.
Shut up! Oh, heavens, I missed the end part. Beer brick and help me out, Peg.
You realise what you've just done is a court-martialable offence, Dotty.
Absolute rot. Confidentiality is always by degrees. It appears there's some awful agent whiff-waff, a spy whose sole claim to fame is that he's done some spying in Paris and not been killed, for which read, done his job. And apparently that's enough to warrant a pandemic of swooning and heartthrobbery amongst high command. You know who England's real heroes are, Myrtle?
Us?
Well, broadly speaking. But more specifically, me, Myrtle. And, to a lesser degree, Peg.
You silver-tongued devil.
But certainly not this agent call-me-Bertie whiff-whack.
Pip-hip old things, rat-a-tat-tat and all that.
If you're looking for the typing pool, it's back the way you came.
Ha! Looking for Millicent Hillary Jones. Boys at the desk say Shabba's attack and twice as pointy.
Ah! There's no one I know.
God's freckles. What a stink.
I'm not catching a word. Myrtle?
Maybe she's foreign.
Ah, right. Excuse me, strange woman. Go away!
Failing M. Hillary J., ask for Air Marshal name of Peabody.
You're here to see Peabody?
I should, Coco. Just dash well made it back across the briny in order to. Travel provided my teeth. Ha! Skin off.
I'm going to ask you a question now, woman in my office, and I'd like a coherent answer.
Chocks away?
Well, yes, except that's not helpful.
Drat!
Regardless, here goes. Are you anyone important?
Gosh, no, not me.
Good, that's a relief.
I'll just get dropped on my arse in Paris and do what any other red-blooded, half-drunk British agent would do in the Cirques, win the Bally War.
Did we win? Can I go home?
Silence now, Myrtle, or you're going back where I found you, in a sack under the stairs. This woman is a hero.
That's a coincidence. You and Dotty are both heroes.
Absolute stroke of luck. Huzzah!
No, I'm not, Myrtle.
Dotty's winning the war, not like the squiffy, throbbing, green battery of Peabody and Millicent.
I'm sorry, Myrtle's having a stroke.
Awful coves, are they, Dotty? This Peabody, this Millicent.
Drips of the first water. Well, I suppose Peabody's not so bad, but Millicent...
Bit of a creepy, creepy bum lick, is she?
Ha! Well, put it this way, she's never two-faced when a third is available.
I like you, old bean. I like the cut and the thrust, both swash and buckle. No pomp and circumstance, no will they, won't they, just the meat and the two veg for all eyes of God intended.
Well, one try.
You've already done me favours in spades, old thing. Now remiss there with Millicent. Imagine if I'd found her first.
Well, Christ.
Duplicitous old loafers, I'm sure she is. How tickety-boo I found you, my flaming waller in the no. Hush, hush, wink, wink.
Well, that sounds dashed well. Oppity-poppity pink.
Magniff!
Oh, it's nice you've got a friend, Dotty.
The brightest, the bushiest of mornings to you, ladies. I was wondering, have you found a young man who... Oh, hello.
Agent Beatrice Whiffwaff reporting for duty, sir.
Most assuredly. At ease, at ease. Leave some vim for the rest of us. Beatrice Whiffwaff.
Sir.
Codebreaker.
When one can.
Spy.
When I can fit it in.
Assassin.
Usually sometimes between Brecco and tennis practice, sir.
And a woman?
Every inch, sir.
Well, marvellous things they can do nowadays. Now, follow me, Bertie, so High Command and I can lavish praise upon you and lather you into a stupor of giddy big-headedness.
With pleasure, old thing. Dotty?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Don't be a stranger.
Oh, no. You needn't worry about that. Maybe I'll see you at lunch, Bertie.
She's gone, Dotty.
Pop your body down there, Beatrice. Don't spare us a single detail.
Well, if you insist, sir.
Oh, Dotty, saved you a seat.
Budge up, everyone. Budge up, Officer Background.
Move on.
That's it, Background.
Oh, my. Thank you. I've never sat up here before.
Bertie.
So, there I was, whorehouse in Montmartre. Lord alone knows how I got there. One too many crash spitfires and one too few prayers of bedtime, I suspect. 15 Kraut infantry armed versus me, a stolen crate of champagne and a hangover the size of God's own arse.
Wonderful.
Rhubarb.
Quite so, Background. What did you do, Bertie?
Popped champagne cork when flying into rafters, knocks off mother pigeon from nest. Pigeon comes down in hail of feathers. Kraut's blinded. Bertie lets off two more corks. One dislodges pigeon nest from rafters. Second smashes window.
Gosh, utterly.
Bertie sees his nest, eggs intact, jumps out a window onto motorbike just as whole bally whorehouse detonates.
Oh, yes, the ticking clock.
Bertie flees to Switzerland, jumps barbed wire fence on first go, easily. Finds rustic dugout, hatches pigeon eggs with own body warmth and trains them to be carrier pigeons. Muck champagne, back to Blighty, now sitting here with new best friend by her side and a rack of fine-looking gentlemen eating out of her hand.
Too bally right, old girl.
Sniffing rhubarb.
Oh, very gosh.
What happened to Agents Wigwam and Ping Pong?
Gone for a bird, an old man. Bought the farm, kicked the bucket.
God damn the Hun. I will not rest until they're crushed. Checked into your accommodation, Bertie?
Afraid so.
Problem?
Someone's checked me into a 5-star in Cobham, away from the Blitz, sir. Don't want to appear ungrateful, but Bertie's not used to the old opulence and duck down any longer. Hard floors and brick mattresses for Bertie's back and body in the fray.
Utmost gosh. Well, you can stay with me.
Wizard. Prob solved.
Marvellous stuff. Nothing wrong with two young girls bunking up in wartime, under the inner city starry, breathing in each other's soft animal scent, as they dream of buttercups and egg sandwiches by the river. Stirring stuff. Let's all have nicknames.
Rhubarb.
Oh, golly, yes. Officer Background reminds me we're meant to be launching an offensive against Nazi troops in Bardia this afternoon.
What rotten, separating luck.
After you, Officer Background.
Rhubarb.
I'm sure you don't mind if I join you at the top table, Bertie. Afternoon, Dot. My name's Millicent Hillary Jones. I believe we've a violent great-uncle in common, old girl. And two cousins, members of the same elitist, shrew-violating and fine-dining club at Oxford.
Millicent?
Hillary Jones. Our grandfather invented the Cotswolds.
Millie?
If you like.
Be a brick and pissity off, would you, Millie?
Oh.
Having a bit of a chinwag with my new best pal, Dotty, here, actually.
But our cousins are head shrew violators at the club.
Then I suggest you write a long, miserable letter home about it.
I say.
Care to throw the last stone, Dotty?
Oh, I'm never very good on the spot. Wait. Oh. Don't trouble yourself, Dotty.
No, wait. Oh, yes. Looks like you've gone off. Milky scent. Millicent. Sour milk. Gone off. Thank you, Dotty.
And then Bertie said Millie couldn't sit with us because she was talking to her new best friend forever, Dotty.
Good for you, Dotty.
Glad you're having fun with your new friend.
Fun doesn't come into it. I'm popular now, you seething little oik. B&D, Bert and Dotty, interchangeable.
Dirty Botty.
No. Oh, hi, Millicent Hillary Jones.
Dotty.
Peg. Goblin.
Guess what, Millicent? Dotty's got a new best friend forever.
So I hear. No doubt just a passing fad like any other. Women in trousers, female espionage strategists, effervescent self-confidence in boyish young ladies, that type of thing.
What are you doing here, Millicent? Be surprised to see you here under the cirques, especially with a box of your favourite fluffy-ended pens and assembled photographs of various front-lining beaux.
Well, give it some thought. I'm sure even you could fathom the ironic twist of events here to unfolding, Dorothy.
I think I can guess.
Shh! Miss...
Myrtle.
Dotty's new BFF has had Dotty promoted, and now Millicent has to come and work with me and Peg.
I've been promoted, and now Millicent has to work with Myrtle and Peg.
Quite so. Inform the Radio Times. I suppose this desk will be mine.
Dotty, busy old stick? Grab your tuck box and join us all across the hall where the real work's done.
Well, I'll see you three grubby lower fifth plebs later. I have desks to fill.
Come on! We're discussing aerial warfare!
Coming, sir. Miss,
Nate.
Don't worry about Dottie's stuff. Just throw it in the corner, Millicent.
Oh, thank you.
Millicent.
Hello.
What do horses eat?
Why do you ask?
My granddad died.
I don't think they'll eat that.
No, I mean, he owned a horse for racing.
A racehorse?
His name's Convenient Ending.
And don't worry about Dottie. If you ignore her, everything usually just resolves itself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both for being welcoming.
We're all on the same side, old thing.
The thing is, I'm working on a dash mysterious communique detail. To and fro's with Gay Paris, trickier by the day. All our men being picked off. I had something of a team until certain parties arrived throwing cold water over the situation. I was wondering if you might help me. It means working nights.
I ain't fussed. I'll never sleep between the bombs and the hunger, my dead granddad and Convenient Ending.
It appears one has a team, Millicent.
Oh, well, bravo us.
How are we settling in, Dottie? Desk in the right spot?
Oh, rather, Air Marshal Peabody.
Splendid. Right, well, nitty-gritty and furrowed brow time, old girl. One, need you manning telephones 8 to 13.
Absolutely.
Crack on, old girl.
Oh, hello, Dot. Gosh, you've got a big desk.
Yes, I'm very busy, Peg. Might we make it snappy?
Millicent was just wondering where the ruler was.
Oh, really? The millipede was over there just wondering where the ruler is and just happened to send you to come across and ask.
Yes?
Sitting there like the queen of Pooh City, but didn't have the gumption to pop across herself and face me herself.
I'm sensing this is no longer about stationery.
I should say it never was, Peggy. Oh, how the worm has turned, Peggy. How the old worm has finally about-faced and much to Millie's chagrin.
Dottie!
Yes, Air Marshal Peabody?
We're at war, Dottie.
Yes, sir.
Don't be an ass.
Right, yes. Ruler.
By the way, I must say I find it very touching.
Good. What?
Wiff waff. Oh, come on, Dottie. I saw you. Eyes like saucers following her every word. It's okay. I only meant to say I know how heavy secrets can become borne by oneself.
Peggy, I... Oh, Bertie and I are committed red-blooded Englishwomen.
Man? No, but while the cat's away...
Cat? What cat?
The man. All the young men, while they're...
I've never heard such a load of untrue, ungodly, unsubstantiated rot.
You've already written her name on your desk.
Well, that's another Agent Whiff-Waff.
Well, I'll go. Leave you to your daydreams.
Ah! Dottie.
Ah, dreamboat.
I mean, dirty, flirty, flirty, gutty. Flirty, dirty, gutty. No, not really. Beatrice. Straight. Beatrice. Just good old straight. Beatrice.
Settling in.
There.
Peabody, old thing.
Whiff-waff, old thing.
Bunking up with Dorothy tonight, wondering if you might let her show me where to drop my mufti.
Sorry.
Absolutely, Bertie. Only too pleased.
Wizard.
Any friend of Dorothy's?
Quite.
Sorry.
Take me home and tuck me in, Dottie. I'm too dash beautiful to be vertical and clothed, loafing around with these old crusts.
Mercy.
Well, this is it.
So, this is where the magic happens, old girl.
Oh, no. No magic. Magic-free since 33.
Mind if I wash up, slight odour aeroplane hanging about the old hourglass?
Sorry? Oh, I see. Gosh, it's been a long time since I've seen anything from that angle.
Ooh.
And or proximity. Ooh. Well, it's been such a long day. I might chew my nails over here, anxiously by the curtains, which is something I do now, and then get into bed.
Something wrong, old bean?
Just utterly tired. Gosh, out like a light. In fact, I was probably already asleep when you said that just now.
Tuck it out.
Oh, there we go again. Already dreaming about war stuff that time and...
It's 5:15, Dottie.
Early to bed, early to rise.
In full uniform.
The Reich won't offer you a wake-up call.
Heavens, not for me. Budge up. I do anything to be out of all that clobber. Dottie?
What's that, old thing?
I said budge up.
I did.
You're by the door.
Well, if I budge up any more, I'll have to put on my coat. It's practically nippy out as well. As well as in to boot, not as well as in here. It's not overly nipply in here, particularly, just the routine formation.
Dottie, a budge is probably around 3 inches.
What you performed is a full-scale screaming evacuation. You've Charles de Gaulle.
Sorry, I became flummoxed when you started talking about nipples.
That wasn't me.
But it can't always be me banging on about exposed nipples and bare naked ladies between my sheets.
No one mentioned naked ladies.
Oh, for once, thankfully, it's a slippery slope. And I'll write a stiff letter to the Radio Times if...
Darling Dotty, please take off your coat.
Gosh, how did that get there? On.
And your scarf, gloves, and extra pair of trousers.
Oh, gosh, so they are. What a nincompoop. No rest for the wicked. Bring! Was that the alarm? Quick, break in, off to work.
Dotty, relax.
But I don't want to.
Come over here, lie down, and relax.
Yes, miss. Stop talking, Myrtle.
I wasn't.
Morning, Dotty.
Apparently you had Agent Wickworth bunking up with you last night. God, how exciting. A real-life spy.
Peg.
Dot.
Covered. Now, I want a word.
What is it, Dotty?
It's Millicent, isn't it? Millicent put you up to it.
Put me up to what?
Sowing those toxic seeds of doubt in my mind. Dotty and Bertie in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Well, it's not on, I tell you. And you can tell Hillary Jones from me that...
She didn't say anything.
Truly?
She hasn't mentioned you.
Not once. Then it's you, Peg. You sowed the seeds, and now you must unsow them.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, why must you and Myrtle ruin everything? I couldn't sleep last night.
The bombs?
No, I just lay there in the dark with her sort of lying here, sort of round me.
Swooning?
Oh, God, there's even a name for it. With her breath on my neck and her hand here. What's the name for what bit of the body that is?
On your side?
Side? Oh, hell's timid knocks. I'll never get used to this modern sexual parlance. Oh, Peg, does this mean, are we, that is Bertie and I, are we an item?
Are you?
Stepping out?
I don't know. Ask Bertie.
My God, I don't want to. I've barely said a word to her since you fly-tipped your little puddle of roadkill into my ointment. It'll be embarrassing.
I thought she was your best friend forever.
Shh. What if she hears?
There's only Myrtle out there.
What if Myrtle hears?
I can't hear nothing.
Oh, hell, Peg. She'll never respect me again.
I will.
Not really. Not deep down. She'll always picture me as some sort of salacious, untoward, alley-dwelling, trouser-wearing bosom nibbler.
I don't care.
Bosom nibbler?
I don't know what they do. What we do. What if Bertie asked me to nibble her bosom and I don't know how to? Piss off, Myrtle.
It's not Myrtle.
Yes, it is, Myrtle. I can hear your voice.
It's not me knocking.
It's Millicent Hillary Jones, Dot.
How much did she hear?
Only the bit about the bosom nibbling.
Right.
Which, out of context.
Yes, I can see that.
Are you coming out?
No.
Excuse me. No, I just need a stapler.
Right. There.
Thank you. Shall I leave you two in there?
Yes.
Although I might need Peggy.
Oh, sorry, Dot. We're doing some really important work at the moment with the French Resistance. We spoke to Agent Zigzag in Paris last night, and he believes there's a double agent amongst them.
Great. Go.
Thanks.
Shall I just close this?
Yes. I might stay a while.
In the closet?
Yes.
Ah, Greco, eggs, slice of toast. Got a puncher, Dotty?
Beg your pardon?
A bit distracted today, old thing?
No, I'm fine. You were talking to me about gay Paris.
Ah, Paris. Even under the crouch, there's a certain je ne sais. Wow, you would love it, Dotty, old thing.
Sorry?
Paris, you ought to come. Please do say you will.
Mind of an old codger buns himself down with you two. What are we discussing now, girls?
Paris, there, Marshall, people.
Ah, peach blossom, chocolat show, and snogging with tongues.
I was saying to Dotty, she ought to come. You must say you will.
Very good.
You will?
Pardon?
Oh, my little gee, did you hear that, Peabody?
You bet your brass britches I did, young lady. Well, this is fabulous news.
Sorry?
Everyone, we've got a new volunteer for the Paris Resistance Detail. What you're doing for us, Dotty, cannot be put into words.
Yet... Please do.
To go nobly across enemy lines into the heart of occupied France.
Beg pardon?
Protected only by hope and a hairpin. Into the very bowels of what can only be described as a suicide mission. To volunteer her life for king and country.
No, I thought you meant after the war.
Spiffing stuff, old girl.
Yes, indeed. Well done, Dotty. May I be the first to shake your hand and tell you how much I admire your heroism. Agent Dash Dot. Right, grab your bags and guppy up. You both leave first thing in the morning, what?
Right. Well, Myrtle,
Peg,
Millicent, do forgive my stopping by. I was just wondering how you were all coping without me.
Shh!
I'm sorry, Myrtle.
We're receiving. Did you get that, Peg?
Agent Zigzag says 6 British agents captured and shot Tuesday evening. Apparently, Agents Wigwam and Ping Pong had leads on a double agent, but they were both killed in a whorehouse fire. Millicent.
Double agent, eh? Tell Zigzag, imperative, shut down all non-essential communique as of this moment.
Cripes! There's something coming in from Zigzag.
What does he say?
Lol.
Peg, find out what that means. Dot, you're still here. I'm bewildered.
I just thought I'd see how you'd cope without me.
We're inordinately busy.
Too busy, perhaps, to do the timesheets. Look at these. Each one improperly filled in. Honestly, Peg, Myrtle, it's a disgrace. Well, I didn't want to, but it appears I may have to stay in Blighty after all and keep an eye on this unravelling administrative catastrophe.
They've been done, Dot. Millicent came up with a new system.
Oh, right. Very good. But the whole filing system's going to go arse over tit without my stringent gatekeeping.
Dot.
No, really, Millicent. For the sake of king and country, I'm prepared
Dot.
To stay. And I'll tell Peabody at once. How could one possibly leave?
Dot.
Yes, Millicent?
Beg.
Sorry?
If one wants to stay that desperately.
One doesn't want to stay, Millicent. But it's clear one, meaning you one, not me one, can't keep a jolly filing cabinet in order. Am I right, Peg? Myrtle?
If you weren't, Beg, might you have your breakdown elsewhere?
Please, Millicent Hillary Jones, friend, you have influence. People respect you. You must have an odious aunt somewhere with backs to scratch. Please, if you can lift a finger and pick up the telephone receiver and help your old pal Dotty just this once, Millie, I'd be ever so grateful, old thing. Ever so.
No.
No? Well, think about it.
I have, and I won't. I don't like you, Dotty.
But I can change.
But why would one want you to change when one could simply have someone different?
But isn't it better the devil you know, Millicent?
No, it's better the devil sort of shoved off out of my office and was sort of sent to Paris to die, isn't it?
Millicent, we're receiving.
Peg, get ready.
Right. I'll go home and pack then. Bye, Peg.
Toodle-bye.
Bye, Myrtle.
Bye, Dotty. Have a nice time.
Oh, and Dotty?
Yes?
Goodbye.
Bertie, can it wait? I don't think I want to go.
What's that?
I don't think I want to go.
Ha ha ha! I know, isn't it?
No, you didn't hear me. I don't want to go to Paris, Bertie. I'm a coward.
Ha ha! Probably my tea-time, I'd imagine. What lot? Ha ha ha!
Shame you couldn't do anything for Dotty.
Yes, isn't it?
I mean, all our Parisian spies rounded up on Tuesday.
Yeah, quite.
When did Agent Whiffwaff get here?
Sorry?
When did Bertie arrive?
Tuesday, I think.
I was just thinking. She's lucky she didn't get caught with all the other spies.
Yes.
All got trapped with Wigwam and Ping Pong in that whorehouse fire.
Wait a moment, Myrtle. You're not thinking what I think you're thinking, are you?
No.
One doesn't still have the transcripts from Agent Zigzag. I think I may have just had a brainwave.
Hi! Pilot, prepare for takeoff. Jump on in, Dotty. The water's lovely.
Well, thank you, Lord. I suppose this hasn't really been the right century to start believing in you, has it?
Alley-oop, old thing.
Alley-oop. Wait, what's that?
What's what?
That noise.
Pilot, cut the engines. Figures on the runway.
No, wait. I can see something through the drizzle. There's someone coming. Perhaps for us, the war is over.
Hello, Dotty.
Oh, God.
Hello, Bertie. I've come to save Dot.
Save her?
Yeah, we rode all the way from London and convenient ending here.
What can you do alone?
Well, that's what I said, so that's why Millicent said I should ride up to you direct, appearing out of the gloom on the runway just in the nick of time.
Yes?
While Millicent Hillary Jones and Peggy from the office circle round behind and clonk you on the head.
On the head? Wrong head.
Sorry.
Oh, that stings!
Agent Beatrice Whiffwaff, we're arresting you on suspicion of colluding with the enemy and assisting in the capture of British agents in Paris.
Oh, I mean, oh, you naughty girl.
With the help of Agent Zigzag in France, whose message to us, LOL, an acronym of law-breaking offender at large, plus a trail of suspicious escapes from the SS, I believe there's enough evidence to haul you up in front of a military court under suspicion of being a double agent.
You're really going to put the kibosh on my work, Millicent Hillary Jones? Knowing that my work in Paris is the only thing that stands a rabbit's gut of a chance between victory and total fascist occupation of this sceptred isle?
Oh, no one likes a show-off.
I'm innocent, bag of unholy asses.
Pop her in the back of the car, Peg.
Constable, arrest this woman.
Oh, you'll never get away with this, lady. Especially you, Dotty. I never forget a name, face, official title, home address, and cabinet war room of people who cross me. I will be back when you least expect it. Maybe in a day, maybe in a year, but I will pop up in another episode of your life. And you will rue the day you ever double-crossed Beatrice. Whiff, waff. Golly, is that true, Millicent?
About being a double agent, hard to say, old thing. It's true that Agent Zigzag alerted us to some pretty shifty behaviour, but it's partly flimsy and circumstantial, truth be told.
You're risking a frightful amount to save me, old girl.
Well, call me plain old spiteful, but if someone calls me Milky Scent and takes my place at top table with Peabody, I'm going to make her life a non-negotiable nightmare.
But it wasn't Bertie who called you Milky Scent, Millicent.
I know, Dotty, I know. Let's get you back to the office. We're going to make some glorious changes around there. You all right to take us home, Myrtle?
Aren't you cocoa, Millie?
Hop in the cart, Dotty old thing.
Oh, thank you, Millicent.
No, thank you, Dotty.
Convenient ending.
All right!
In Dot by Ed Harris, Dot was played by Fenella Woolgar, Myrtle by Kate O'Flynn, Peg by Freya Parker, Millicent by Jane Slaven, and Air Marshal Peabody by David Acton. Agent Bertie Whiffwaff was played by Hayley Allen, and Officer Background as himself. The director was Jessica Brown.
You're up to your neck in hot water. Be like